Jai Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Gopi jana balaba kire bardari. Jai Gopi jana balaba kire bardari. Yashoda Nandana Vrajadana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Vrajadana Ranjana. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda. Chaitanya Prabhu Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Nittai Gauranga Nittai Gauranga Nittai Gauranga, Nittai Gauranga. Nittai Gauranga, Nittai Gauranga. Jai Satchinandana, Jai Satchinandana. Jai Satchinandana, Jai Satchinandana. Everyone chant. Jai Satchinandana, Jai Satchinandana. J Jai Satchinandana, Jai Satchinandana. Gaurari, Jai Gaurari. Gaurari, Jai Gaurari. Gaurari, Jai Gaurari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama. Sing. Everyone, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Ram Ram Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everyone again. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Nitai Gaur Premanande Zayam Vishnupad Parman Supravijaka Charjos the Taras at the Sisiman His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivinanta Swami Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnavindi Ki Jai Is Confounded Charja Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai Premsi Kosi Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adoita Gadadha Shiva Sari Gaur Bhaktivindi Ki Jai Sisi Radhakrishna Gogopinath, Shyamakunda Radhakunda Giri Govardhan ki jay. Sri Vrindavan Dham ki jay. Sri Navadipa Dhamma ki jay. Gangamayi ki jay. Jamunamayi ki jay. Bhakti Devi ki jay. Tulsi Devi ki jay. Samaveda Bhaktivinoda ki jay. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bo. Namo Vishnu Paraya Krishna Pastaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Samanita Namane. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharane Nivasesha Sunyavadi Pushkati Desitara. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Madharmano Gunaritai. Padisam Sudamasaya. Purasaya jasabheti sutamatra gunam himam madharmano gunaritai parisham suda asaya purushasyan jasabheti Sutamatra gunam himam. Sutamatra Any Matajis like to chant? Madharmana of my devotee, gunai, with the attributes, etai, these. So this verse is describing, it's part of a sequence of verses describing the devotees. So this first line, or half of the first foot, or the first line of this verse, is Madharmano Gunar Etai. My devotee, who has the guna, or the qualities, or attributes, these, meaning the ones that are just described. Madharmano Gunar Etai. My devotee, who has the attributes that are just described. Hare Krishna, very happy to see you. Parisham Shuddha, completely purified. Ashaya, consciousness. So if he has the attributes that are just described, his consciousness will be purified. Now, as soon as we finish hearing the verse, even before we read Srila Prabhupada's purport, we'll read the verses again, which describe the attributes that Kapila Muni is speaking about, that will purify the consciousness. But the next line, so if one has these attributes, if one is the devotee of Krishna, of Kapila Muni, and has these attributes, Parisham Shuddha Ashaya, his consciousness will be purified. And what will be the result of having purified consciousness? Do we become nothing? Do we become everything? What is actually the result? And also, if we understand the result of having purified consciousness, we'll also understand the result of having unpurified consciousness. So here is the next line. Purushasya, of a person, anjasa, instantly. What does instantly mean? Excuse me? Quickly. One might even say very quickly, immediately. So instantly, a person who possesses this consciousness, purified consciousness, abhyeti, approaches, shruta. What does shruta mean? By hearing. Matra, simply by hearing, simply, matra, simply by hearing gunam, qualities, he, what does he mean? Very good. Mum, me. So simply by hearing, this is the result of having purified consciousness, simply by hearing of Krishna's qualities, one approaches Krishna instantly, immediately, quickly, right now. Here is the Prabhupada's translation, Srila Prabhupada's translation. When one is fully qualified with all these transcendental attributes, which we'll read in a moment, and his consciousness is thus completely purified, he is immediately attracted by hearing my name or hearing of my transcendental qualities. Please repeat. When one is fully qualified with all these transcendental attributes, and his consciousness is thus completely purified, he is immediately attracted simply by hearing my name or hearing of my transcendental qualities. Now I'm going to ask that very difficult question. Does anyone remember anything from the verse? And you can even look at the Sanskrit. Raise your hand if you remember. Yes, thank you. Yes, thank you. Very good, attentive hearing. That as soon as our consciousness is purified, by following the process that Kapila Muni has just described, the result is quickly, immediately, one becomes attracted to Krishna just by hearing about his name or his qualities. Attraction to Krishna is the result of purification. And what is the cause of lack of attraction to Krishna is lack of purification. In other words, other things, amala, impurities within the consciousness, which means basically those things produce of the mode of passion and the mode of ignorance. Here are the qualities that purify us, and then we'll read the verse again, and then we'll read Srila Prabhupada's purport. Here is the activities that purify us. Text 15. A devotee must execute his prescribed duties, which are glorious. They're glorious because they purify us, but without material profit. Without excessive violence, one should regularly perform one's devotional activities. 16. The devotee should regularly see my statues, Prabhupada has translated here, the deities in the temple, touch my lotus feet, and offer worshipable paraphernalia and prayer. So we should see Sisi Gaunatai. We should see C.C. Krishna Balaram. We should see C.C. Radha Shyamasunda. But not only should we see them, we should touch their lotus feet and worship and offer worshipable paraphernalia, pure paraphernalia, and prayer. He should see in the spirit of renunciation from the mode of goodness, and see in that consciousness, see every living entity as spiritual. 17. The pure devotees should execute devotional service by giving the greatest respect to the spiritual master and the acharyas. He should be compassionate to the poor and make friendship with persons that are his equals. But all his activities should be executed under regulation and with control of the senses. A devotee, and here's the verse just previous to the one prior to the one we're discussing today. A devotee should always try to hear about spiritual matters. Nama sankirtan cha me. One, a devotee should always try to hear about spiritual matters and should always utilize his time in chanting the holy name of the Lord. His behavior should always be straightforward and simple. What is the Sanskrit word for simple? Sarala, yes? Simple-hearted, not duplicitous, not chalo in his dealings with the devotees, not crooked and cunning, but simple-hearted and straightforward. Because if our hearts become very, very crooked, our consciousness will be crooked. That's what it means, the citta. And then we won't be able to easily just give ourselves to Krishna. And although he is not envious but friendly to everyone, he should avoid the company of persons who are not spiritually advanced. A satsanga, tyag, a Vaishnava char. Just on a few of these points, should make friendship with the devotees. Prabhupada once told me in Hong Kong that if we don't make friendship with the devotees because we are social by nature, and friendship just doesn't mean superficial friendship, but deep, open-hearted, friendly dealings with the devotees. He said, Prabhupada said that because we are social by nature, we have to have friends. And if we don't make friendship with the devotees, have deep friendship with the devotees, we will be forced by our social nature to make friendship with non-devotees. And then he said, and if we make friendship with non-devotees, we will not be able to follow the principles. And then just as he said that, we were standing outside an elevator in the Hong Kong Hilton. And just as he said that, the door opened of the elevator. We had pushed the button and the door opened on the elevator and Prabhupada walked in. Just as he said that, it was very dramatic. So we also got in. So this verse, 19, Madhamano Ganari Tai Piri Samsuda Ashaya. When one is fully qualified with all these transcendental attributes, when one has actually assimilated this behavior, these attributes that decorate a devotee, does anyone remember any of those attributes? Raise your hand if you remember one. Yes, Prabhu. Yes, thank you. One, yes. Simplicity, sarala, not duplicitous. He said, see the deity of the Lord and compassionate to the poor. And about seeing the deity of the Lord, what should he do? Touch his lotus feet. Now, how are we going to do that if we're off over here? Well, we can do it. At least mentally we can do it. And if we have the fortune to be in the spiritual world, on that part of the spiritual world, we should actually do that. And also, worshipable paraphernalia. Tadiyanam samacharam, none different from the Lord actually. It is worshipable, that which is offered to the Lord. So we should take pure items and offer them to the Lord with devotion. And offer what else? What was the last? Prayer. And to chant constantly and hear constantly. Very exalted. I also have read that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, about being compassionate to the poor, he said, speaking about when the devotees in the Dham He said, my household of devotees don't like to give charity to the beggars because they're afraid of getting involved in karma. This is the words of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. But if they don't give charity, their hearts will become hard, callous. Anyone remember anything else from the qualities? And the acharyas. Practice this with restraint and control of the senses. Very good remembering. So this verse, when one is fully qualified with all these transcendental attributes and his consciousness is thus completely purified, he is immediately attracted by hearing my name or hearing of my transcendental qualities. The result is attraction to Krishna. And this is what we want. We want to become attracted to Krishna quite spontaneously. As now, my senses are naturally, spontaneously attracted to the sense objects due to the contamination of the mode of passion and the mode of ignorance. By pure consciousness, by following the process properly, with consciousness, not mechanically, but with consciousness of what the goal is and what I am doing and why I am doing it, then the result will be that I will become attracted to Krishna. And that is great fortune. And that attraction to Krishna will mean that simply by hearing my name or hearing my transcendental qualities, Krishna says, I want more, I want more, I want to associate with Krishna in this way. Now here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. Now, I'll warn you in advance that it's very short purport. So everyone please listen carefully and see what point strikes you from what Prabhupada is saying. He's going to give us instructions, expand the meaning of this verse and give us specific instructions. So after I read it, I'm going to ask that question again. Does anyone remember anything? So please listen carefully. And the Matajis can't hide in the back. They should also participate. Here's Prabhupada's words. In the beginning of this instruction, the Lord explained to his mother that madguna shuti matrena, simply by hearing of the name, quality, form, etc., of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one is immediately attracted. A person becomes fully qualified with all transcendental qualities by following the rules and regulations as recommended in different scriptures. We have developed certain unnecessary qualities by material association, and by following the above process, we become free from that contamination. To develop transcendental qualities, as explained in the previous verse, one must become free from these contaminated qualities. Did anything strike anyone? Does anyone remember something from this verse? Was that a raised hand? Yes, Prabhu. Please loudly a little. That can bother us. To remove them. To remember of good cause. Thank you very much. Anyone else? Prabhu. Lord Kapila Dev explained to his mother. one immediately attracted is to Krishna. Yes, just by hearing. So now the process has been described. And of course, how we take the process is an exercise on one hand of our free will. Because if we don't want to become attracted to Krishna, then naturally we won't take the process strongly and with determination. Anyone remember anything else? Yes. Yes, yes. Yes. We must think about Krishna. This is the point, that we must become absorbed in Krishna consciousness and thoughts about Krishna. According to our actual level of advancement, we should become absorbed in qualities of Krishna and the activities of Krishna and the name of Krishna on that level. A point that struck me, we have developed certain unnecessary qualities by material association. What word stands out in that? Unnecessary. So through material association, by dealing with the material energy with a spirit of enjoyment, Karanam guna sangasya sarasad joni janmasu bungte prakriti janiha purusha prakriti stohi. We are situated. We are actually prakriti. We are Krishna's energy, but we are situated within the material realm. Prakriti sto bungte prakriti jan. And we are trying to enjoy. Bungte means enjoy those things produced of the prakriti, Krishna's material energy. It is that spirit of enjoyment when dealing with the material world, that spirit of enjoyment that puts us in contact with karanam guna sangasya, with the modes of material nature. And the result of that is sarasad joni janmasu. We are forced Atta eva maya tare samsureda duk. We are forced to associate with the material nature and we become entangled in the complexities of the material world and we have to suffer so much. Repeated birth and death, we become attached to the objects of this world and then by the force of time, kalosmin loka chaya krit, we are crushed. Not we, the soul, is crushed, but our whole material situation, that which we conceive of as real, real means eternal, that which we conceive of as reality, my situation in the material world, it must be crushed by time. It will be shattered. It will be crushed into powder. And we are attached to that due to the tendency to enjoy. And all of this is unnecessary. Unnecessary why? Because it has nothing to do with us. But the problem is, this material world is all we know in the conditioned state. So even though we may theoretically, philosophically understand that this has nothing to do with me and it's unnecessary, if it's all we know, we will be attracted and attached to it anyway. So therefore, it's essential to know something more than the material world. And that is the point here. We must learn to know Krishna. We must develop our relationship with Krishna. And because the taste of our relationship with Krishna is the substance, and because the taste of the material world of the soul trying to enjoy the objects of the senses in the material world is a shadow, it has no true substance. It doesn't bring us the satisfaction that we are longing for because it is only a shadow. Therefore, we must taste the real substance. And how often must we taste the real substance, meaning our relationship with Krishna? We should taste that and taste that and taste that and never let go of it. In fact, from my own experience, practical experience, it's very dangerous to let go of the taste even for a moment. Because Maya is very, very powerful. And my mind has such rascal tendencies, born of so many years, so many births, so many sanskaras of sense enjoyment, implanted in my consciousness. So therefore, in fact, it is quite dangerous for me to be in the material world while I have the aspiration to awaken my relationship with Krishna, because these unnecessary things, by the power of lust, by the power of Maya, these unnecessary tendencies for me to enjoy the senses appear in my mind as urgent and necessary. So therefore, avoiding the company of a satsanga is essential, the essential characteristic of a Vaishnava. And on the other hand, sadhu sangha, sarva shastra koi, lava matra. But we shouldn't think, oh, lava matra, it only takes 1 second and then I don't need any more. But actually, we should keep in the association of devotees continuously, because in their association, it is following the principles of Krishna consciousness becomes easy or easier. And also, we should keep our consciousness absorbed in hearing about Krishna and thinking about Krishna and speaking about Krishna and tasting the taste of that. And that's one reason why Srila Prabhupada recommended book distribution and preaching so much, is because when we preach, we're forced to speak about Krishna. We're forced to speak about Krishna. And that speaking about Krishna to another gives us a taste that is very, very sweet. And that taste is what we're actually hankering for. The taste of our relationship with Krishna. Now I'm going to read this, because the purport is so short, I'm going to read it one more time. And I'm going to ask one more time if anything struck anyone from it, anything that was actually very tangible, not just being able to repeat something back, but something that was very important to you and that you would actually like to apply in your life. Here's what Prabhupada said. In the beginning of this instruction, the Lord explained to his mother that madguna shuti matrena, simply by hearing of the name, quality, form, etc. of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one is immediately attracted. What a wonderful state of consciousness that is. To be immediately attracted to Krishna as soon as one hears his name Abhinatvam Namanamano, because the name of Krishna is Krishna. And this is one of the elements of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's advent, and the mercy of his advent is that previously people thought, even devotees thought, or tended to think, that we should chant the name of Krishna because the name of Krishna will remind us of Krishna, like it did with Ajamil. But Mahaprabhu said no. He said the name of Krishna, Nama Chintamani Rasa, Chaitanya Rasa Vigra, Pona Sudo Nitya Sudo, Abhinatvam. The name of Krishna is actually Krishna. That we can actually associate with Krishna by chanting his name. His name is he himself. So he's made himself, itadrasi tava kripa bhagavan mamapi, he's made himself so easily available in his holy name. And then durdaiva midrisa mihanano janodaga. But unfortunate, durdaiva means my unfortunateness is. Because in this world we tend to think, we look at our lives and tend to think that I missed something. I lack something. If only this would, especially when one becomes older, one looks at sort of the scars in his consciousness and sees that someone had something that he always wanted, and I wish that, and I wish that would have happened, and I should have done that. And we tend to think ourselves as unfortunate and look at our misfortunes, and our misfortunes tend to occupy our consciousness, which is a very dangerous thing. Why is it dangerous? Because especially as we get older, we tend to think, if only I could have that, and if only I could have had that, and then I would be satisfied, and then even as a devotee, I wouldn't be looking back and trying to get things, only if I had that. And then, in this way, desires are planted in our heart, which prepare us for our next birth. And next birth, I will be able to play the harmonium then. And next birth, I will be able to know Sanskrit and speak Bengali and Hindi and whatever. And I will be able to do this. And I will be able to do that. And I will have met the perfect partner for me. And I will have, and I would have had more. And we will get all these things because that is what we want. Yayitam mam prapadyante. But we won't. But having those things do not make us fortunate. And not having those things do not make us unfortunate. Because Mahaprabhu is saying, durdaivam idrisami hananu januraga. He's defining misfortune, unfortunateness, in a very simple, clear, and direct way. That misfortune means that I don't have attraction for Krishna's holy names. Because Krishna and Krishna's names are the same. Krishna is his names. I can associate with Krishna at any time, at every time. But because of all the anartas in my heart, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that it is the anartas in our heart, the aparads, the offenses that we have committed, the asatrishna, the thirst for the temporary, the tattva vibhrama, the lack of spiritual understanding of what is the proper action and the improper action, and the hridaya dolabham, the weaknesses of heart, the duplicity, the envy in the heart. This is what makes us unfortunate and causes us to have no attraction for the Krishna's, for Krishna in the form of his holy names, where he has made himself so easily available, because all one needs is a tongue and an ear. And Krishna is there. So when we see our misfortune, then of course we should take steps to rectify our misfortune by chanting continuously. But there is one step that comes in between. And that step is what Mahaprabhu explains in the third verse of Shikshastikam. Trinadapi sinichena tarodapi sihisnila manina manadena kirtaniya sadhari. We have to understand that we are not Purusha, we are not the enjoyers. We cannot enjoy in this world. The universe will refuse to cooperate with our attempts to align everything so that we are the center, so we can imagine that we are the center and that things will be enjoyable for us. The universe relentlessly fails to cooperate with our attempts because we are only tiny and insignificant. So if we can capture that, then we can take our steps towards chanting in the proper mood by which we can become attracted to Krishna. Prabhupada continues, a person becomes fully qualified with all transcendental qualities by following the rules and regulations. We should follow that which we have been given, as recommended in different scriptures. We have developed certain unnecessary qualities by material association, and we should not try to inflame those unnecessary qualities. Rather, we should try to inflame our desire to associate with Krishna. And by material association, we have developed these unnecessary qualities, and by following the above process, so we should read very carefully the Bhagavatam, not read it only, but study it, and try to assimilate the messages of Kapila Muni, of Srila Prabhupada's purport, and apply it to our life. And thereby, we will become free from that contamination. And to develop transcendental qualities, as explained in the previous verse, we must become free from these contaminated qualities. And I could see this, that we have some inspiration to go forward in spiritual life, but it's the material anchor, my attachment to material qualities that are unnecessary, they're extraneous to me. They are like an anchor and pull me back. So how unfortunate is that situation? So we want to go forward and very much by the process that Kapila Muni is mentioning here. Okay, thank you very much. Any questions or comments? We have just a few minutes of that. If there are any questions or comments, yes, please.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you for your class. Prabhuji, I wanted to, I do not understand what is the 10th offense properly. What do we mean by maintaining material attachment to the even after hearing glories of the holy name? I don't understand properly what does this refer to.
That doing something that is wrong and improper despite knowing that it's improper. So that is more than just, if you do something improper there is a reaction if you don't know about it. If you touch fire, you get burnt because you didn't know. Even though you didn't know it was hot. But when you know it's hot and a very strong willed I'm going to do something that I know is improper, then the reaction is greater. It's actually, in this case, it's an offense to the holy name. It's like someone giving you something wonderful and you don't want to heed the value of it, even though you know the value of it. Or if we understand the I find that the easiest way to think about the aparads or the offenses is if we think of the holy names as a person. So the person is Krishna. So if Krishna tells us, don't do this, don't touch the fire. So if we touch the fire after he's personally told us, the person, then not only do we get the reaction of the fire, but we also get the reaction of insulting the holy name, insulting Krishna, and that's the offense part. Would anyone like to add anything to that? Is that okay? Basically.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you for your nice class. Prabhuji, here, because of service purpose, we have to be in contact with non-devotees repeatedly and regular time.
A little more slowly.
Because of the service purpose, we have to be in contact with non-devotees on regular time. So there is possibility to go in tamoguna and rajoguna zone. What is the way to overcome that? Because these gunas always overpower us.
So and that you already said the first clue in how to overcome it. Don't become too brave. Know that we are tiny and weak and that the modes of material nature are very powerful. So there's the first clue in the answer to that. So we have to be careful and we have to know our position and what our capacity is. Do you want to say more? Or? So, and then when we know that we have a tendency to be weak, we have to place ourselves in a position so our weakness doesn't expand. So very strong sadhana if you're in that position. And in the morning and the evening, strong, very strong sadhana. And don't become lazy and weak and careless on these things. And don't become romantic in the sense of, oh yes, I will go and save the world. We'll leave saving the world to Prabhupada and very exalted devotees. We should just understand that we're tiny, insignificant servants and do our service as best we can and keep very good friendship with the devotees, especially other brahmacharis. You have to keep very, very good, affectionate friendship with the devotees. Otherwise, we get lonely. And if we get lonely, we'll start looking around for to fill the emptiness in our heart with something that won't truly fill the emptiness in our heart. So you should be introspective also enough to recognize loneliness. And when you feel some loneliness caused by the mode of passion and ignorance, then go to your friends and spend time with your friends. That's a few thoughts. I'm sure the other devotees can. It's such a good question that if you discuss that question with the devotees, with the other, it's a perfect topic for istogosti, actually. Because then the devotees will share their realizations on that, and we'll all learn from that on how to deal with this very real problem. Prabhupada also once said, we should be never mind that one. Okay. Okay. Why don't we end now? Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nitai Gaura Bhaktivinoda ki jai, Krishna Balaram Bhaktivinoda ki jai, Sisi Radha Shyama Sundara Bhaktivinoda ki jai.
Tell Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna.